Okay, we're up to Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Dalet, but we will first do our quick Chazorah of Halacha Gimel. Kohanim she'ni ne'nei libriyot eino yachol ha'afer, yacholai le'ana b'leket shikol peyam. Kohanim kohanim levi'im ne'nim li, yitlu al korcho. Kohanim e'elu levi'im e'elu not nim li, yitlu acherim. Omer b'yokonam, che'ni matnitin v'yacholai le'ana b'leket shikol peyam. Tniu b'maser ani, toniu b'maser ani, letkan maser ani. Because maser ani nitan b'schiyah, whereas elu, like a chikopeya, is ba'aziva. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina omer, adam noten ma'asrotav v'tovat anayah, can charge for it. Rabbi Yochanan omer, in adam noten ma'asrotav v'tovat anayah, you're not allowed to charge for it. My time, the Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, v'ish et kedoshav lo yihye, Rabbi Yochanan, lo yeh. What do you think that means? To make money off of it? It means lo yeh. You have to decide to whom to give it. Yitneim lechol mi sheyirtzeh. Now, matnita pligi al Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, because it says konim kani v'levim neim liyitlo al korcho. If it's worth money, how can they steal money? Patala ba'omer ef shili ten matana kol ikar, which is a simple meaning of the Mishnah. Which case? He's basically mafkin the money. Tedashu came, by the way, from the Hamshach of the Mishnah, the Tanina. Kohanim elu, levim elu, nenim le yitlu acherim. Why yitlu acherim? Apparently because tovat hanah is mamon. Matnita pliga Rabbi Yochanan. Over here, we seem now to have a stira from our Mishnah. It says, Omeru li Yisrael, helach asel azev etein b'chor zeh leben biti kohen. I thought it's not worth money. But Allah, we already made the decision. And Ben Mito anyway was Echad Mayhem. So to determine whom to give it to, you can't charge. To determine what to give it, you can charge. That's okay. Why is that any worse? Lagivun. Reb Chizkia, b'shem Reb Acha, Amar, no. He answered him. Okay, not given. Al daite de Reb Yosef Reb Chanina. Kohen li Yisrael lama wasser. Isn't it clear it's mitnei marita ayin? So after Reb Yochanan ita kohen li Yisrael asser mitnei marita ayin. Om Reb Yosef Reb Yibon. What marita ayin? Like heck marita ayin. It's a lot worse than marita ayin. We're talking about chilo kachim yeshkan. And you're sitting here prating on about marita ayin. But Tamar Mitlemar is dying. The Yod, another raya, is that it's emes, too, of Karchim in Hada, Hakonim Alavim, Hamisayim Begranot, Einotim Lam Lotrim Avalom Azerintan Chilel. See, Kalib is considered to be a Chilel, Velo Yechalel or Karchim in Israel, Vein Makalalinotan. Doesn't say anything over here about Mari dying. Yoter mikein amru, trumatanino truma, masotanino maaser, hekdeshanino hekdesh, v'aleim haketuv omer roshel b'sholchad yishpotu, v'amakom mevi aleihem shalosh praniyot, which is the kedeket kohanel b'makir yoru, nebiya v'kesev yiksomu, and the roshel b'sholchad yishpotu. What are they? Lachim miglachen, tzion sadete karesh, Yerushalayim yin tihyeh, the Arabayit Lebamot Ya'ar. Matnit Apligi Al Rabbi Yochanan Lechora from the Makadish Petrumot from Masrot Umatanot Amechatat Befechatat Arezim Kudeshev. So apparently over here Arezim Kudeshev even Ava Pi Yisrael. So you see over there Tovatana must be worth money. How can you use something that's worth money for Kedusha? But our love is true, Meshanaf Lameavi Imo Kohen. So that obviously is money. It's his. So do what he just can't eat it. So do whatever he wants.
What's the value of Mechatat Neferchatat since I could use it?
What?
What is the value of Mechatat Neferchatat?
Of Mechatat? In the Kedusha?
Yeah.
Because
I could use it for.
Over there it's Tircha. I don't have to give it to you.
You
it's not the same. Halacha dalit kainim she'ini osa al pi aba val pi avicha val pi achi al pi achicha. So all of this is not considered to be dvarim shelino nefesh, and it's not considered to be dvarim shebeno levena because she doesn't owe it to him anyway. Assuming she has shvakot, we're talking about. אינו יכול להפר. שאם היא עושה על פיך, there אינו צריך להפר, because anyway she owes it. Rabbi Akiva says, no, no, that's a good idea to be mefer. Shema ta'adif alav yoter min haro, we low, and then he'll be otzer. So at least it remains not going to be no levino. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, forget about that. You should be made for Hashem Yigar Shana, but they have to allow Zorla. Apparently he holds that even though it's a Dover Shalom Balolom, you could be made. Now, Taman Tanian Amagdish Maaseh Yedei Yishto Arezo Osa V'Ochela. Baal does not have the ability to be Magdish. Hamotar, how about if he's Magdish? Motar Maaseh Yedeha. So over there, Rabbi Meir Omer, Hekdesh, that Hekdesh could be chal on Motar, and Rabbi Yochanan, Asandro Omer Chulin, Hekdesh is in chal. What are they arguing on? Rish Lakish Omer B'motar Chamesh Shloim Shlimi. Machlokas over here is what a woman does beyond Chamesh Shloim, which is the amount that they were Machayev, you know, Yehuda, that's Chamesh Shloim of Tzemer. So, the shiloh over here is dupata la b'mala la mezonot ve'inenotin la ma'a kesef. We're talking over here that the extra ma'a kesef for an allowance she doesn't get. And therefore they're arguing over here that whether ma'asei adayim is tachat ma'a kesef, so they were mechayev the baal to be made for mosar, and to get the chamesh shloim is connected to the allowance. So then, and therefore, in the Reisha it says, everybody agrees. He can't be Magdish by Siyadea, because he's not giving her Ma'a Kesef. So he doesn't own Ma'a Siyadea. So the Machlokas over here is on the Tosefet of Ma'a Siyadea. Rabbi Meir holds, since he's being Ma'alam Zaynais, he owns the Meiser. Since he owns the Meiser, he can go ahead and be Magdish. Rabbi Yochanan Sandler holds that Moser Ma'aseh Yadea are hers, always, and the Baal doesn't have any rishus on it. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, that's not the issue. But it's B'moser Le'achar Misa Pagina. Now, look at Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yochanan is talking about, after she dies, there's leftovers now of Moser Ma'aseh Yadea, who owns that? So the Pasuk, Sheinu Ma'ala La Mizonot, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Mishnah is talking about that he's not giving her Mizonot, and he's not giving her the Ma'a Kesef. Therefore, the ratio works out fine, that the Baal can't be Magdish, because they're not his. They're definitely hers, because he's not giving her anything. But he cannot be Magdish Moser either. Everybody holds, according to Rabbi Yochanan, because they're not his. And that's going back on the ratio, because it's not being Malala Mizonot. If he's not being Malala Mizonot, what kind of rights does he have to Moser Ma'aseh Yadea? But if we're talking about where he's Magdish, after she dies, he's Magdish, the Moser of what's left over of Ma'aseh Yadea, and the Machlokas over here is the standard Machlokas, whether Adam is Magdish, Dover Shalom Ba'aliyah, which is Remeir Shita all over. So when the Remeir holds that he can be Magdish, because since he's going to inherit it, so even though it's Lobo Le'olam Adayin, both possibly the Paris and his rights to those Paris, is Lobo Le'olam, doesn't matter. He can still be Magdish, Dover Shalom Ba'aliyah, as Rabbi Yochanan Sander, I'll say, no, the Magdish, Dover Shalom Ba'aliyah. And therefore, even though it'll be Roy to get it after she dies, it's not Shaykh to talk about. Being Magdish is something you don't ever show some. But if the case had been talking about the Ma'alela Mizonot, and over there he does have a right to Mosa, there in the Kuleyama you can be Magdish. Divrei HaKol Kidesh. Now, Rabbi Meir, who holds in Ksuvos, that someone who is Magdish, Mosa Ma'aseh Yadei, the wife, it's considered to be Hegdesh. According to him, it's shaykh to the Baal. So if she asers it, it shouldn't be aser at all. Which means that according to him, Einot Tzarich Lafer. If she asers the Moser Ma'aseh Yadea, they belong to her husband, and therefore there's no problem. Rabbi Yochanan HaSadler, he holds that it doesn't belong to her, and there's no chalos of Hegdesh. So that means, if, however, I mean, it does belong to him, I'm sorry. And therefore, he's Magdish Moser Yadea Shalishtai. It's not Hegdesh. Apparently, he also belongs to the husband. If it belongs to the husband, if she asks it, he better be Mefer. because then it's going to be Dvarim Shebinoda Beinah. So over there he does have to be Mefer. So he holds Shalah. Rabbi Akiva holds also Moser Masiyadea is Shalah. Because of that he says, Shematadi, go ahead and be Mefer the Neder. Because we're afraid that he may be Nene from Moser Masiyadea. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who says, don't worry about that. Just worry about what will be after you give her a get. He holds that you're not going to worry about Moser because the Moser indeed belongs to him. And therefore, there's no need to be made for it because of Moser. You only need to be made for it in the event of a gerushin. Whereas Rabbi Akiva says, Yafer, you should be made for it because of the Moter. Why? Is it, why, on what basis are you going to be made for it then? I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva. Since it belongs to her, and she doesn't owe it to him, why is that any different than saying that you could be made for a netter that she says, I'm not going to be nice to your father? We didn't consider that to be Dvarim Shebinoda Beinah, since it's not part of what she owes. So if she doesn't owe Maisi Adayim, so why can you be made for it? Make up your mind. I mean, you can't both ways. You can't say, well, the netter is Kal because it's hers, so therefore you better be made for it. If it's hers, I can't be made for it. So what's the sense of the mission? The mission is, it's contradictory. It seems to be my manushaf. Either it's mine, which I don't need to be made for, or it's hers, which it can't be made for. But how do you have that it's hers, but therefore I should be made for? On what basis am I made for? V'achinu yachol afer. Amar Rabbi Ba, it's got to be talking about over here. Bisha asru ma'aseh yadeh mila asot. There, in other words, when she's asering her ma'aseh yadeh, bichlal. So ad chamesh sloim hu kofa. So on the ikar ma'aseh yadeh, he can force her too, because she's mishubedes. So there it was. Mikan ve'elef ena kofa. He can't force her. So moser ma'aseh yadeh, he can't force. So why is it benolamina? Because shemitiyare shemata say yet, I'm going to say nene mena yisr, but I'm going to measure precisely the chomesh sloim. What if he's done a little bit more? And now the netter was chal on meisa. So now it becomes he ends up losing because I can't really feel free in being netter from you. So I'm always chayshish for being over on a netter. That makes it dvarim shebein olaveina. And therefore, he's able, from Cain, Rabbi Akivaimer, Yafer Shalot, since he's always nervous about it, so therefore it becomes, from Shalot, I fix the relationship. I can't even take what is my gear to me. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, Yafer, not because of Moshe, but because of Gerishim. Shema Yigarshen, huh? Why doesn't he agree with Rabbi Akiva? Well, Amar Rabbi Law, he doesn't agree with Rabbi Akiva, because maybe he holds Efshala Lasot Chamesh Shloim Mitzum Tzamot. I mean, why does it have to be necessarily that he's got to be worried? Be medactic and separate out exactly Chamesh Shloim, put it on a scale, and give it to him. And the rest don't let him have any gisha to it. Why is that a problem? Okay. Then you said Ad Chamesh Shloim Kofa Mikan V'Yelech Eno Kofa She'enu mityareshem atadif koshuv nimtzenena minasur. Since now she asked her, so she's not, if she knows already that she made chamesh shloim, she separated it out. So obviously she's not going to give it anymore. But from Cain, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, be made for only because of Yigarshena, but don't be made for it because shema tadif. But what about the fact that the netter is only chal after his megarasher, and by that, by definition, after his megarasher, it's no longer benola veina, and certainly not dvarim shelinu nefek. So how can he be made for netter that is currently none of his business for a time when it's for sure none of his business? How do you explain that? Amar Rabbi Lal explained. Time Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri shemitoch sheyodat sheim megarsha haya asura lachzor lo v'af maknitato hu megarsha. The problem over here is, she has now put him into her hands. Because normally you can always get rid of a woman. If she's going to be rotten, you know, so okay. You always can hold Gershon over her head. And it's not permanent, because you have to take her back. Give her a get, throw her a get, teach her a lesson, and take her back. It's another coin. So, but over here, she knows that if he's Megarisher, so then there's going to be a Neder, there's going to be Chalonim, which will ask him from being Nene, and therefore he won't be able to take her back. So it becomes a Dvarim Shebeinu LeBeinah. At this point, he's got to get rid of this Neder, or she's got too much power over him. Right? So she can always get him mad, and she knows, well, he's not going to give me a get so fast. Eh. So I want to be made for the Neder now, because he may need to divorce her, just teach her a lesson. Okay, definitely a different way of looking at things.